Gateway News, I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved guidelines for impeachment hearings related to President Donald Trump. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, a New York Democrat, says this is an impeachment investigation.
The conduct under investigation poses a threat to our democracy. We have an obligation to respond to this threat. We are doing so.
But angry Republicans say this is a dog and pony show. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
Welcome to Fantasy Island, because we're here.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio scolded his fellow committee members.
Maybe if you were a little less focused on taking people's Second Amendment rights and impeaching the guy they made president, we could actually do what this committee is supposed to do.
Even some Democrats are worrying aloud about an impeachment investigation, one saying it's sucking the air out of all the good stuff that we're doing. Rita Foley, Washington.
Thursday's procedural party line vote allows the committee's chairman to designate hearings as impeachment proceedings. It also allows witnesses at such hearings to testify for longer than usual and for Trump's legal team to respond in writing to any information presented. The Ethiopian military has captured an undisclosed number of suspected Islamic State members operating in the country. That, according to military officials Wednesday, the deputy chief of staff and director of military operations in the Ethiopian Armed Forces confirmed the arrest, but did not specify how many extremists were detained or in what part of the country they were taken into custody. He said security forces continue to monitor other suspected IS sympathizers. Reuters reports dozens may be dead after a train derailed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's southeast. Government officials said the accident happened in the early morning hours. This is VOA News. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman announced Thursday it is looking into buying U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans after President Trump said he is postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods as a gesture of goodwill. Trump's announcement came after China said earlier Wednesday it is exempting a handful of U.S. products from the next round of sanctions set to begin September 17th.
But it was a big move. People were shocked. I wasn't shocked. But I deal with them, and I know them, and I like them, and I hope we can do something.
The trade talks set to open next month in Washington are the first between the U.S. and China since July. Zimbabweans are preparing to gather in Harare to pay their final respects to former President Robert Mugabe. A choir sang and danced as prominent Zimbabweans paid tribute to the leader at his home. Mugabe's body will lie in state in the capital's Rufaro Stadium on Thursday. His body arrived from Singapore one day earlier. That's where he died last Friday at the age of 95. Mugabe ruled the Southern African nation for 37 years. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hail him as a liberation hero, while others revile him. South Sudan President Salva Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar are pledging to resolve all outstanding issues, holding up the formation of a unity government in November. Observers say a political deal between the historical rivals is the only way to move forward with the 2018 peace deal. Here's President Kiir.
It goes without saying that if, and I said before when I mentioned the name of Dr. Riek Machar, we should benefit from this experience of today.
Following their meeting at South Sudan's State House Wednesday, both leaders were noted the progress they are making, but no agreements were announced. Leader Machar.
Our discussion here, we have made important progress.
The two men said there would be more meetings soon. 2,500 people, that is how many people Bahamian officials say are listed as missing more than a week after Hurricane Dorian. The death toll from Dorian stands at 50. Here's National Emergency Management Agency spokesperson Carl Smith.
We understand people are concerned, and so are we. But that is the count, and as we get the official count, we will convey it to the public.
And officials do expect that official count to climb substantially. Early estimates say the Category 5 hurricane, the strongest storm ever to strike the Bahamas, caused about $3 billion in damage. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.